Chapter 11. Famous Scottish Inventors and Discoverers. Alexander Graham Bell, 1847 to 1922. Alexander Graham Bell was born in Edinburgh, but moved with his family to North America in 1870. He was interested in the science of hearing because both his mother and wife were deaf. Bell taught at different schools for deaf people. Then he experimented with new inventions to help the deaf, and through this work, he invented the telephone in 1876. "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you," were the first words he spoke over the telephone to his assistant, Thomas Watson. By 1886, more than 150,000 people owned telephones in the United States. Apart from the telephone, Bell also invented the first metal detector, techniques to teach deaf people to speak, and an instrument to find icebergs. After Bell's funeral, all the telephones in Canada and the United States were silent for 1 minute to honour him. Sir Alexander Fleming, 1881 to 1955. Born in Ayrshire, Sir Alexander Fleming moved to London and studied medicine at London University. Later, he joined the research department at St. Mary's Medical School. During World War I, Fleming saw many soldiers die because their wounds became infected with bacteria. He was desperate to find a way to kill the bacteria. Fleming was a brilliant researcher, but not very organised. In August 1928, he left his laboratory and went on holiday, but he forgot to sterilise his equipment. On his return, the equipment had mould on it, but no bacteria. Why? A kind of fungus in the mould killed the bacteria. Fleming called it penicillin. This happy accident was the start of modern antibiotics and saved millions of lives. James Watt, 1736 to 1819. Is it light in your room? Are you using a 100-watt bulb or a 75-watt bulb? One thing's for sure, the name on your bulb is probably Watt. Why? James Watt was a mechanical engineer, born in Greenock, Scotland. In 1764, Watt received a steam engine to repair. He repaired it, but he saw it lost a lot of energy. So, Watt started to design a better, more efficient engine. His new machine didn't lose steam, and it used 75% less fuel than other engines. "We can use engines like this in our factories and for transport too," said other industrialists. Better engines and machines helped every industry in Britain. Watt's invention made the Industrial Revolution in Britain possible. Today, we call the unit measuring electrical power a watt to remember this clever man.